Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shah Shaheed, and on this episode of the Split Screen Podcast, we're going to be talking about some Bollywood news that's happened in the last week. We're going to be talking about some movies that have been released, some trailers, and some posters. But before that, there's one trailer that just recently dropped that we didn't get to talk about in the upcoming show. It's me and Sam once again that come back. But I just saw the trailer for A Flying Jatt, starring Tiger Shroff. Now, before I get into my reaction of this trailer, quick background. Tiger Shroff, for those of you who don't know, legally his name, by the way, is the son of Jackie Shroff, an actor that, if you've heard other episodes, I love dearly. If you listen to Parinda episode, I talk about him a lot. He was also in the Jazba episode that we did with Aishwarya Rai. I love him as an actor. So this is his kid. So far, I haven't seen any of his movies. Hiropanti is on Netflix in Canada. Besides having a deformed set of abs, I know nothing about the guy. His recent movie that came out this year was Baghi, which apparently it did very good. I think Hiropanti was somewhat of a success as well. But my only takeaway from the trailers of Baghi was, wow, that guy could really roundhouse kick. He twirls really, really good. Now, the poster for A Flying Jatt came out a while ago. It's been directed by a director that I kind of like, I kind of don't. It's Remo De Souza. He was a choreographer back in the day. He's done a couple of movies now. Things like, I think the ABCD movies were his. And again, very cool movies. He has a kind of a nice sense of direction. His movies aren't always the greatest, but they're fun and enjoyable, essentially. So he's directing A Flying Jatt. The movie stars Tiger Shroff, Jacqueline Fernandez, KK Menon, and Amrita Singh. So the teaser for A Flying Jatt was released, I think last week or something, and oh my god, it was terrible. It's just like a 1 minute teaser trailer that doesn't really show you much. But it just kind of showed you this guy in this gaudy blue fucking outfit with a bug. And, for those who don't know, it's a Jatt, I guess. Again, I'm not 100% well-versed in all the regional, the Jatts and Sardars and Pathans and all that stuff. But from the Sikh religion, you wear, headgear. And, this superhero, it's essentially a superhero movie. I probably should have started with that. But it's a superhero movie about this character who's, he flies, therefore a flying Jatt. And he's, got the symbol for the Sikh religion on his chest, and he's, of that faith, and that's why he's a Jatt, and he flies. It's really deep. But the teaser looked terrible. One of the other things the movie's really trying to sell is that Nathan Jones is in this movie. For people who don't know who Nathan Jones is, which isn't a lot of people, because even I don't know the kid by name, but this was the big hulking motherfucker in Mad Max Fury Road, if anyone's seen that. He's one of those kind of supporting villain guys. He's always either like a henchman or he's like this villain character. He's done some other international movies here and there. But they're really selling this guy in this movie, and because he gets, despite KK Menon and Amrita Singh being in this movie, Nathan Jones gets top billing. Like, it's Tiger Shroff, Jacqueline Fernandez, and Nathan Jones. And it's almost like they just wanted to get a white guy's name on the poster. Otherwise, why wouldn't you sell KK Menon as being part of this movie? I had no idea he was in this movie until this trailer. So anyways, so the teaser, I hate it. It was atrocious. I mean, the action looked good, and you kind of go, well, this guy can do pretty good action, so looks pretty decent. I wasn't excited for this movie at all. I wasn't even going to give it a second look. I was just thinking they're trying to cash in on another superhero craze. My biggest concern was that in Bollywood, superhero movies, that genre, while it's kicking ass in Hollywood, and it's essentially taking over movies in Hollywood, in Bollywood, the superhero genre has barely been tackled. I mean, you're looking at, the Krish franchise did really good, and love them or hate them, those movies are really good for kids. And again, once you think about the fact that there's no sort of movies of that genre in the Bollywood industry, sure, it was decent enough. Kids enjoy it. You've got an Indian superhero. Why not? Other movies have tried to do something similar, but it hasn't really, Ra 1 comes to mind, and it's kind of like, barf. But that's it. Like, I can't think of any other mainstream, large Bollywood movies that have done, the superhero genre. So that was my only takeaway from A Flying Jatt teaser. I'm like, this looks like shit, but hey, it's like an untapped market. It's a demographic that no one's making movies for, especially not mainstream Bollywood movies. So why not? Like, this couldn't be fun. This could be something kids like. Now, the official trailer, on the other hand, completely changes my mind on this movie. This, I'm so fucking excited at this point for a Tiger Shroff movie, which I thought I would never see in my life. The trailer gives you a very self-deprecating feel. It's not the traditional superhero movie. I'll put the link in the show notes. But it comes off almost Bollywood version of Hancock in the beginning, but then just very self-deprecating, making fun of itself a lot. You've got a superhero that starts off, you know, he's a mama's boy. His mom is so angry that he's a superhero that can fly but is scared of heights. It's a formulaic trailer. It hits all the beats. The first half is very lighthearted fun, showing the romance angle. It sets up his character, who is not a superhero at all. There's no origin story that, you know, not that we see in the trailer anyways. It doesn't seem like we know why he has these powers or how. Just that he has them. He doesn't know what the fuck to do with them. He's kind of fucking around with it. Excuse me. And on the insistence of his mom, he decides to save the world. And something happens in the middle. Obviously, there's a bad guy that gets involved. KK Manon is the bad guy. His, again, henchman is this Nathan Jones character, who seems to be, again, someone also with powers, a physical match to the Flying Judd. And essentially, there's a scene where he beats him down. There's a turn, and then he has to get serious. The hero has to get serious. He trains. He, you know, gains the powers of the Khalsa, and, you know, he commands it, and, you know, there's, you hear Amrita Singh's voice doing a voiceover. You know, I'm not sure what it is. It sounds very like a familiar prayer. Again, I'm not sure. I'm sure listeners can correct me on that, but it sounds something I've heard. It sounds very familiar. So she recites this thing, and you see him, there's a montage sequence of him training and getting serious. Weirdly enough, he has a Khalsa, like, very weirdly embossed on his back. It's not a tattoo. It looks very creepy and very weird. But anyways, and then the movie follows the basic part of, you know, villain, hero fighting, kicking each other's ass. Coolest thing, though, is that despite all the superhero movies in Hollywood, I think Bollywood's going to beat us to an underwater superhero fight. Because there's a scene where they're fighting underwater, and it looks fucking amazing. And then they're also on the moon, which I'm sure is going to be, you know, not that great, but I'm sold, guys. Like, a Flying Judd. I'm fucking sold on this movie. This looks hilarious. Tiger Shroff has always come off to me as the dumb, blonde, idiot type of a character. The ditzy, you know, all brawn, no brain kind of guy. And it looks like they're almost playing to that in this movie. Where he seems completely dumb. He seems vacuous. He has powers. He can't fly. He can't land. It looks hilarious. And again, it seems like they're almost playing up his image or his persona or his perceived persona at one point of just being like, you know, just all beauty and no brain, which I love. I love it when they kind of play to the actor's strengths. I like it. I'm in. I'm sold. Let me know what you guys thought about this trailer on Twitter. You can find me at The Shah Shahid, and you can find the show itself on Twitter at splitscreen_pod. If you want to listen to the show on your web browser, you don't have an app, you don't have, you know, a mobile device or anything like that, feel free to go onto the website, blankpagebeatdown.com, subscribe to this site, and you can listen to all the shows on the browser from there. And look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/blankpagebeatdown. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and rating. It really helps get the word out there, and, you know, makes me feel the love you guys have, you know, or hate, whatever you want. I don't care. I just like the attention. Come on. And until then, until next time, let's continue on with the Bollywood news of last week. In this episode of the Split Screen Podcast, this is episode 17 with Samarpita Datta. Enjoy, guys. So this will be another episode of the Split Screen Podcast. This is a different episode because we're not really comparing a remake. We're going to catch up a little bit on some of the stuff that's happened in Bollywood this week. We've been recording pretty regularly with the show, so we're just going to try to do a roundup, right, Sam, basically?
Yeah.
of everything. Yeah, stuff we've done, whatever, stuff we've seen, things that have happened this week. This is not prepared. We didn't prep any of this beforehand. We're just going to start throwing shit out and see what happens. Do you want to take the lead, Sam?
Yeah, so Sultan released this week, Woo! Which is a big deal because, you know, it's a Bhai film and Bhai films always make lots of money.
Don't be condescending. Don't be facetious, okay? Everything you said is 100% accurate. You don't have to be sarcastic about it. Okay?
Okay, fine. So Sultan released this week and it caused much excitement among Salman fans.
There you go. Is that better? Yes, thank you. That was very professional as well. I like that. I like that you put that little tinge to it. Thank you so much. So I don't know. I'm getting what have you heard so far? I mean, we haven't seen it obviously. It just came out I think earlier today for me.
Like most people, the general public really loves the film. Most tweets I've seen are very positive. Reviews, however, are a bit mixed. Mm-hmm. Some reviewers are like, "Oh, you know, it is good in parts." Ultimately it kind of fails to hit the mark. I don't know because obviously I haven't seen the film. But I did read a review though, which said that for a film that's based in Haryana, it's quite progressive in terms of, trying to show progressiveness towards women's causes because, mm-hmm. The state of Haryana has some really bad gender statistics. If you look at like the number of I think sexual assault cases and female feticide and things like that.
Oh Jesus.
So the gender relations are quite skewed, I think, in that state.
I had
so
no idea.
So the film tries to, you know, in the background, the film tries to show things like political causes that are going on in the background while the film story is going on. So I think that's quite a good thing.
I've heard similar things, and again, I don't really read a lot of reviews. Do you know if Jay from Bollywood's covered it yet at all? Or
no, I don't think he went to watch the film, so I don't think he's done a review for it.
Well, I'm sure it's coming out soon, because he's going to watch it. You know he's going to cover it. So, like I said, I don't read a lot of reviews, because sometimes I watch these movies myself, so I try to review them myself. I avoid reading other people's reviews to kind of not skew my own perception. But I do read the reviews of Kathy Gibson from AccessBollywood.com. She's been on the show probably as much as you have. And she's like first screen, first show, whatever kind of a person, first day, first show. So I read her review. She had, again, very similar to what you're saying. Her response was it was mixed. She did give the movie a 3 out of 4, which is pretty high, but she's pretty hard on a lot of the things that happen in the movie, the first half, the second half. She makes a lot of good observations about the Salman movie. And she points out a lot of things we said in the last show about Sultan being a Salman movie, there's a lot of things in that movie, apparently, again, I haven't seen it, but like we were talking about last time, there's apparently a lot of things in the movie that are very anti-Salman. There are things in the movie that Salman does, and his portrayal of it is very unlike a typical Salman Khan movie, but box office-wise, I think it's doing pretty good, though. I guess it's too early to tell right now.
Yeah, I think it had like an opening day of 40 crores almost, which is phenomenal.
That's pretty good. Yeah, and I guess, and I know in the North American weekend, we're just first day in. Like, this is right now, for me in Toronto, it's Friday night. So we've still got all day tomorrow and all day Sunday to go to see the opening weekend numbers. Okay, so that's Sultan. Anything else to talk about with Sultan?
No. That's
given
all
neither of us have seen the movie.
considering neither of us have seen the movie. I think this will be a huge hit as usual. So yeah, and it's Woo! Eid. You know, Salman Khan's films usually release around Eid. So yeah. Oh, Eid Mubarak to everybody.
Oh, that's right. Eid Mubarak to everybody in the world.
Yes.
Ah, let's move on. Well, we're like a couple of days late, and by the time this airs, it's going to be like another week later. So people are going to be like, "The fuck are you talking about?" Especially with my whole Eid John screw up last time. Do you remember how you called me out on that shit and I had to like predict when Eid was? People are going to be like, "You're an idiot. You don't know nothing."
Okay, well, can we just...
Are you doing this on purpose? I swear to God, you're doing this on purpose. It's the second time now. Second time, Sam. Not cool.
You, like.
Okay, so talking about movies that we've talked about in our last show, not to keep bringing that up, but weirdly enough, last time when we did the upcoming movies of 2016, we talked about Rustam pretty heavily. Episode, I think it was episode 15 that we did. Now, weird enough, like I think it was like a week after we recorded that show, the actual trailer for Rustam came out.
Yes.
And it was kick ass. What did you do? You saw it. What did you think of the Rustam trailer?
Oh, I loved it. I actually really loved it. And I did a trailer reaction for it as well on Bollywood.com. And I don't know if you read that yet.
I haven't read that yet. I didn't. Oh, okay. I didn't get a chance, I'll be honest. But we did talk about, I mean, off the air, me and Sam spent a great deal of time theorizing about what's going to happen in Rustam based on the trailer, which I'm not going to get into now. It's you know, unnecessary speculating, but I will write a post about it, which will probably be like 1,500 words. So watch out for that. But no, it's an impressive trailer. It's cut really well. It gives you a little bit of everything. It looks visually very polished for what is essentially, it looks like it's a period piece. It looks like it is set in the original time that it's based on, in around like the 50s, kind of an era.
Yeah, late 50s, early 60s,
So it looks good. I'm sold again. And this looks like another Shah Rukh Khan, Akshay Kumar movie, which is, you know, more about the story and not fucking Houseful 3 or some bullshit, bodily noises and shit.
I also think because it's based on a real life incident of this naval officer. They've changed all the names though.
Oh, of course they have to. Yeah,
they have to. Otherwise, it's legal. Unless they get permission from the remaining family members, I guess they can't use their names, can they?
Well, it's legal issues too, right? As I talked about in another show that's going to come out soon, and we probably touch upon a bit now too. When you have movies that are based on real life incidents. Even if you have the permission of, like, you'll see even a lot of movies that are based on true stories, you'll see it says based on a real life incident or whatever for marketing, but then in the actual movie there'll still be a small disclaimer, the typical disclaimer every movie has that says any resemblance to character to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. They have to say that because even though the people in the story may have given permission to for a biopic or whatever. There's how many other people that these people came into contact with during their lives who may not have given permission, their characterization to be in the movie. Yeah. So if they say, this is, Chaudhry so-and-so, and they use that person's real name, or even depict them in a real way, that person, if they don't have that disclaimer, that person can say, well, that was me. You did a character based on me. Where's my money? Where's my, I didn't allow this. So it opens up a lot of doors for legal problems. Oh, so I think every story has to say, that's why it doesn't say this is a real story. It says based on, and anything else is purely coincidental. So
makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. But regardless, I think the trailer was very impressive. And I think they released a song since then as well,
oh, really?
Which I haven't checked out.
Yeah, I rarely see the songs. It's... Yeah, I don't mean it's, they're fun, but I feel like they're not necessary to. I mean, it gets you hyped up, in those movies. For this movie, I don't think the songs are really a integral part of the marketing. Like for a movie like a Salman movie, a Shah Rukh movie, I can see how they get you pumped up for the movie even more. I like this movie. We're not gonna spend too much time talking about this because we spent a chunk of time on the last show. But the trailer is really good. I'll put it in the show notes. Check it out. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Let's move on to the next thing. Sam, anything you want to discuss?
Akira trailer.
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk about the Akira trailer.
Yeah, let's tell people about
Akira. So Sonakshi Sinha's next film, and that's releasing in September, I think, this year. I don't think we covered it in our... The podcast we recorded where we talked about upcoming movies for 2016 because very little was known at that time. In fact, this trailer just kind of crept out of nowhere, to be honest.
There was no poster release. There was no sort of... Well, there was a poster release, I think, right before the trailer, like hours before or something
right
like that.
Right before the trailer. Usually they kind of leave like a couple of weeks between the trailer
or even like a day.
Or
like it's like usually they release the teaser poster and they say trailer coming, you know, X number, like, you know, a week later, 5 days later, whatever. Well, this was like no one had any time to react to, wait, what's happening? And then boom, you get the full length trailer. There wasn't even like a was there a teaser even, like a couple of seconds or anything?
No, I don't think there was any teaser whatsoever either.
Because it's impressive, though.
It's impressive. Yes, it's impressive. Sonakshi looks very impressive in the film. I think this film will finally set her on the right track. I hope so. Look, I root for her, okay? I really like
Sonakshi. I like Sonakshi Sinha as a personality. Like, this is where we get into the whole, you know, conversation about separating the star from, you know, their work, right?
From their actual work.
Yeah, so I like her as a person. For my taste, she has too many just dancer credits in her filmography, where she just shows up for a song. I think she does that way too much.
Well, I actually also did a trailer reaction for that, which hasn't been published yet. But I did say that amongst her filmography of whatever, how many, X number of films, I think she's done about 15 or 16 films so far, Lutera is the one film which you can credit with her with a good performance in. Not because she's been bad in the others, but because they never gave her any scope to perform.
Well, it's the same, again, it's the same thing we talk about, you know, all the time with female roles in Bollywood. They don't get to do much, right?
No, they don't.
She's a great actress. Why is she famous? We don't know. She's been part of, you know, 100 crore, 200 crore films, where she's done nothing. And again, I like her. I like her story. Her off-screen story, for people that don't know, is that, you know, she used to be, like, massively overweight. She is Shatrughan Sinha's daughter. Shatrughan Sinha, for people that don't know, was a great, you know, one of those great character actors from the 70s, 80s in Bollywood.
He gave Amitabh Bachchan a run for his money.
Yeah, and but the thing is, about by no means someone who's famous today for their kid to be training on their name. You know, outside of Bollywood, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't know Shatrughan Sinha, then you don't know who his daughter is. And I don't think he was, he's currently active enough for anyone to be giving her a lot of favors because she's his daughter.
He hasn't acted in a film for a long time. And from what I know, he's a full-time politician.
Yeah,
right now.
He got into, like,
he's
politics
actually,
and a bunch of
he's an elected
other stuff.
Member of parliament, so he's busy with that.
So that's why, I mean, I don't, I like her as a person. Again, she was massively overweight. She got over it. She's really comfortable with her body, and her body is by no means like a supermodel body, which is fine. It's real. I like her personality.
And she has a lot of body positivity. Like, she does not give a shit about what body shamers say. And that's really awesome because, there are other people that do give in to them. But anyway, we won't go into that. But
Who could you be talking about? I don't know.
I don't know. Somebody who's the sister of someone who's very famous. Cousin sister, but
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so, so Akira, getting back to the movie itself. The trailer, the story seems to be very sort of one of those, it is a remake of a South film, Tamil film called Munaguru. I'm pretty sure I'm not saying that wrong. I'm saying that wrong. But the trailer seems very much like, you know, troubled kind of girl, has a history with violence and losing her temper, and then she gets caught up in this other thing where she's at the wrong place at the wrong time, and essentially her path crosses with this crazy corrupt police officer guy, played amazingly, which is the thing I love about this movie. The villain of this movie is none other than Anurag Kashyap.
That was a pleasant surprise.
And the thing is, he has acted before, but they've always been in, like, these cameo roles, these brief little, you know, character parts, or just sometimes he just plays himself for, like, a second or two in, like, a glimpse. This would be his first full-on...
full-fledged role.
Full-fledged acting role as the villain, and he looks so fucking natural. Like, he looks like he's loving it.
You know what? He's pulling a Karan Johar... in his own film. He's doing what Karan Johar did in his own film. You know how he directed Bombay Velvet Karan Johar played the villain? He's doing what Karan Johar did and playing the villain. That's awesome.
He is. And the thing is, what this role reminded me a lot more of, though, was another director who became an actor, and he was amazing at it. It's Mahesh Manjrekar, who I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So he was, and he's more of a director, you know, from back in the day. And he, like, burst onto the screen. I think his first full-on acting role was in Kante, which we did cover on this podcast. We can check that out in the feed. But he also did this kind of... His first role was this kind of, like, Dapori-style, very rural kind of gangster thug kind of thing. And it seems like these guys really kind of, like... are drawn towards shit like that. Like, it's weird. Like, I saw that, and that was the first thing it reminded me of, that, you know, director turned actor Mahesh Manjrekar did the exact same thing, where he did all these, like, Dapori rural kind of street roles, and Anurag Kashyap looks like he's so comfortable, like, he's loving it, it seems like.
Yeah, he looks like he's having a lot of fun being bad guy, doesn't he?
So the movie's directed by A.R. Murugados.
Yeah.
The guy who did Gajini and then followed up with Holiday with Akshay Kumar and Sonakshi. As much as I liked Gajini, it did have its problems. And then Holiday, I hated. Absolutely hated.
Oh my God, I disliked Holiday completely. And you know what? There was actually a Bengali remake of the film.
Ew.
And I kid you not, they copied it scene for scene, like everything, the dialogues, etc. It looked like you just translated the dialogues. They were exactly the same. So considering I haven't seen the original,
Tamil film.
Yeah, considering I haven't seen the original Tamil film, I can't comment on this specifically, but I can only guess that they probably did a scene-to-scene remake of the Tamil film as well.
So the other thing about Akira that I really enjoyed, we haven't had this conversation, but around 2 years ago, Sam, if you remember, like 2014, there was these, you know, onslaught of sort of women-centric movies after Queen. More so because they were, you know, as much as, you know, Queen was really good because it was like the central plot of the story revolved around a woman, a female character. You had other movies like Mardani and Mary Kom, which had the female actor be physically commanding in the role. She did everything that a male action star would do, but it was a story about a woman. And everyone was praising Rani Mukherjee. Everyone was praising Mary Kom. Oh my God, they're doing everything a guy does. They're great and claps. And I loved both those movies. I didn't like Mary Kom, actually. I'll take that back. I liked Mardani a lot. But when you now compare Akira to that, you're like, holy shit. Sonakshi Sinha is not just, you know, throwing people around. She's full on, like, masala action, throwing people left and right, roundhouse kicking everyone in the face like 5 times. And good or bad, you know, love it or hate it, I just really admired her choosing to do that more than anything else. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to like this movie. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm going to roll my eyes a lot till I probably get a headache. But I can't praise her enough for choosing to do a role like this. Simply because you don't even expect something like this from her, who's given us nothing else to be surprised at her entire career.
Yeah.
So that's... The weird thing also is, have you seen... So the movie's called Akira. The posters say Akira, but when you look on IMDb, it says Nam Hai Akira.
Ah. That's
weird.
Interesting.
That's very weird.
Maybe that was an initial... Maybe that was the initial, like, working title they kind of, you know, storyboarded with, and then they changed it to, okay, Akira.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, so I've got a doozy to talk about at the end of this segment. But before that, let's quickly talk about the...
Sorry, can I just... In Akira, Konkona St. Sharma is also starring in the film.
Yes, that's right. Wow, we totally skipped her.
Yeah,
the other kind of saving grace of this movie, too, which seems like anything she does is always exciting. And she seems like she has a pretty chunky role in this, if not kind of a supporting...
Yeah, I don't know, though. The trailer didn't really show her significance to the characters, if that makes any sense. Because she doesn't interact with either Anurag or Sonakshi in the trailer. I'm only talking about the trailer. I don't know about the film, obviously. So she doesn't interact with either, but it's kind of like she's running her own side, like her little side investigation.
I feel like she's going to be the one... I feel like
that pains Anurag? I think so.
No, I think she's going to be like the one that kind of uses, I feel like it's like, okay, she's like a lady cop or whatever. She either looks like a cop or she looks like she's running. Because there's weird scenes where
she's wearing the women's police uniform.
Okay, because the vibe I got was she's either a cop or she's running like the mental. Like, there's a scene where she's, Akira's in like a mental institution getting electrocuted and some bullshit like that.
Yeah!
So I thought she was, she looked more like the, not the matron, like the warden of that sort of a psychiatric prison or something like that. So I feel like she's going to be the one who, like, helps her and you know, I don't know. It's weird. But Kankura Sensei, she doesn't do bad roles or bad, well, she does do bad movies, but she's a good actress, so let's see what she does in this.
Yeah, she's good in the bad movies, basically.
She's good in the bad movies, yes, brilliant.
She's still good in the bad movies.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about, very briefly, not much to really say about it, it's a very mediocre thing. Well, let's talk about the Dungle poster that got released.
Yes. Okay, well...
Because we were saying, again, in all our last shows, we were saying Dungle's released nothing but these behind-the-scenes pictures, these set pieces, there's no teaser, there's... And it's been like a year now, you know, Amir Khan got fat, Amir Khan got, you know, skinny, he got buff, and
he's... He bulked up.
And now he's back to normal, he's doing a lot of press appearances where he doesn't look as buff anymore. So that picture that got released is very weird. He doesn't look that big, he's clean-shaven, looks, you know, contemporary again... So did they wrap shooting for Dungle already, or like what happened?
I think they must have finished, because if they're getting close to like promo time, they must have completed shoot like the principal photography for while ago.
And this is Amir's MO too, right? When he starts getting out in the public eye, you know that okay, he's promoting. He's getting ready to promote a film.
Yeah,
because he's everywhere now. Like in the last 2-3 days, he's commented on the Salman controversy. He's went to go see Sultan. He's talked about like there's like all these stories about Amir Khan talking, and I'm like, oh, I guess we're gonna see a Dungle trailer soon.
Yeah.
But the poster is very, lack of a better phrase, plain Jane.
It is. You know what? I think we were tweeting about this, actually, weren't we? My impression was it honestly looked like, you know when foreign photographers go to India and they try to go to like rural parts so that they can capture exotic India? I'm making like air quotes right now.
Yeah.
And so like they take pictures of like people that live in villages and stuff.
Yeah.
And usually those people look straight into the camera because obviously they hardly get photographed, so it's not natural for them. And they look just look very stiff and formal.
Yeah.
It sort of looked like that. Like I would expect to see an image like that in some like, you know, some photojournalist's like picture collection or something like that.
Now I remember you saying that, and I thought it was hilarious. I laughed and I made fun of this too. But now that you think about like the setting of this movie, do you think that's maybe intentional?
I think it is intentional because it is set in I think rural.
Yeah.
It's
very
Bihar.
In the villages and like
Yeah.
And Amir looks like he's an older kind of rural dad with his daughters and this like the more you say that to me, the more I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I think they knew and I think that's what they were going for with this image.
Yeah, I think so too. Can you read Hindi?
No,
you can't because they had a tagline at the top of the poster, which was in Hindi, which I'm just trying to get hold of.
There's two posters too. There's one with Dungle in English, and then there's another poster with, you know, the title in Hindi. I assume in Hindi. So it looks like they are kind of trying to market this to not just, you know, English-speaking or, you know, like upper-middle-class audiences. It seems like they're trying to market this for, like, the rural crowds, too, which is really smart for a country like India. Like, I don't know why rural movies don't do that.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, no, it was on the Hindi poster, actually. So the tagline at the top says, Mari choriya choro se kam hai ke. So,
nice.
for those that are unaware, that's an inflection of Hindi. It's an accent. People that are, I think, usually in rural parts of Bihar or UP or Haryana, they speak Hindi with an accent. They wouldn't necessarily speak the type of Hindi you'd be listening to on the news, etc. So this is in a particular accent, and the fact that the way it's been spelt on the Hindi poster is not the way, you know, it's very different. So I think they've got that rural inflection coming in quite a bit.
And we should let people know as well who don't speak that, that essentially what that meant was, is it sounds like it's, you know, like the dad or Amir Khan's character saying that, are my daughters any less than sons?
Oh, yeah, sorry, you should have translated. Okay. I just kind of assumed that, okay. Like, everybody
everyone speaks Haryanvi, yes?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so thinking that the poster might be intentionally made to look that dull and mundane, to keep it in line with the characters and the story, like, I guess I understand, like, if there was, like, an action-packed poster, like the Sultan poster, for a movie like this, it might be taking away from the, oh, but it's a rural, you know, mud pit wrestling. Why is it so stylized? And so I get it. And I like that they've put that much thought into it, if it was intentional. If it wasn't and they just went with some stupid picture, then, you know, let's see what happens.
I think it would have been intentional. The other thing I just want to comment on, and I don't know if... the fact is they're trying to say that girls are just as good as boys.
Yeah.
And the girls are dressed like boys. No.
And even their haircut and everything else.
It seems
is
a
very...
bit funny to me. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm sure because they're wrestling in the pit and stuff, I don't know if they can have, I don't know. Whatever. We'll see. This is where we read way too much into a simple poster.
We'll see. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
so...
I guess. I think so, yeah. We'll have to wait for the film.
Okay, so the one thing I want to talk about right now, it's this very weird thing, and I don't know, and again, I can kind of pacify myself by saying, okay, well, I'm not that much into gossip. Maybe I just didn't hear about this movie. I'm not on top of things that much, you know, when it comes to the, you know, outside personal lives. But have you ever heard of this movie, an international Hollywood-style movie called The Lovers?
I have vaguely heard of it. Didn't Bipasha Basu star in it? Yeah.
Yes.
But wasn't it? And there's the actor,
Josh Hartnett.
Yes, him.
Yes.
But wasn't this a movie that came that was like she did it and then it kind of never released and
oh
it was
my
like
God.
10 years ago or something.
So some fucked up shit with this, okay? Today, completely fluke. Sometimes I just go onto YouTube and I just start watching random trailers for movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
And I saw this trailer with Josh Hartnett. I love Josh Hartnett. I think he's a great actor. I've been watching Penny Dreadful, which is a series that he was in recently. So I saw him, and the name of the movie was called Time Traveler. So I'm like, okay, cool. It said 2016, which was utterly wrong. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me take a look at what the hell this is. I'm watching. It's one of those, you know, British sort of, oh, there's an artifact. And they, you know, he's like a deep sea diver. He finds an artifact, which is this ancient ring from Indian times. And then he goes into a coma and he wakes up and he's in India during colonization times. And it's like the story that takes place in two different time zones, you know, in two different time periods. And it's almost like I don't know if it's like a reincarnation thing or if it's an actual time traveling thing. I was kind of interested. What really piqued my interest at one point was in the Indian time period, the actress, the local girl he falls in love with, typical, looks like Bipasha Basu. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm watching, and the more I'm watching, I'm like, holy shit, that's Bipasha fucking Basu. Like, what is happening right now? So then I've never heard of this movie. I've never heard of Bipasha Basu doing anything outside of Bollywood.
No, she did do that one.
And
yeah.
I was like losing my shit. I look it up, and this movie had a fucked up, like, history. Apparently, it was trying to be made from like the 1990s. Apparently, at one point, it was slated to have Brendan Fraser and Nev Campbell, along with Aishwarya Rai and Vivek Oberoi, in the movie.
Yeah.
And also, weirdly enough, apparently Abhay Deol is in this movie too.
What?
I'm looking at the IMDb and I'm looking at the Wikipedia, and I'm just, at this point, I'm going through every fucking name because I'm like, what the hell? And Abhay Deol is listed as a character in the movie.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, clearly you heard about it. I'm like, how did I not hear about this movie? And apparently it went through multiple name changes.
It
was called so it's so fucked up. So it was called The Time Traveler at one point, and then it was called The Lovers, It released in the UK as... Sorry, the movie was originally known as Singularity. It released in the UK as Time Traveler. It's actually called The Lovers. And the fucked up part is, when I'm researching this thing, I'm looking at the poster and I'm like, oh my god, I have this on demand right fucking now. I'm like, I've seen this poster.
So it's on Netflix?
No, it's on, like, we have a local, like, the movie network.
So
it's on there, and I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at the poster, and I'm like, I've seen this poster so many times as I've been scrolling through the list of movies, and I never look at it again, because I'm like, oh, Josh Hartnett did some B-movie. Fine, whatever, I don't care. But holy crap, Bipasha Basu's in this, and so is Abe. Like, fuck that, I'm watching this so fast right now. Yeah, so I feel like I discovered some, like, ancient nugget that I feel like I have to share with everyone, but clearly a lot of people knew about this before me.
No, I think this was... So this movie was sort of being filmed and they wanted to release it around the time when, you know, just before the internet really became like a big thing as well. So this was in the early 2000s, I think, wasn't it? It's been quite a long time.
Well, no, this is the weird part. This movie was officially released in 2013. In the UK, I believe.
Yeah, but I think it took quite a long time for it to even reach that stage.
Oh yeah, I told you, it was being made
principal
photography finished in 2011. It was supposed to debut in Cannes in 2012, but then some random fucked up shit happened. Like, this is like, I don't even know what happened with it. I'm reading all this for the first time and I'm like, holy shit. It released in the UK in 2013. It came out in limited release, I think, in Australia, and I don't even know if it was out in the US. It came out in Belgium, India, and Australia in 2015. So it's so weird. Like, this movie exists and, you know, like, there's not as much coverage about it. Like, I would think, I don't know, like, do you remember there being a big hoopla during this movie about Bipasha doing a Hollywood movie or anything like that?
There was a bit at that time. They were kind of just like, oh, Bipasha's in a Hollywood film. And I think I remember kind of like looking at it and thinking, oh, it's Josh Hartnett. You know, like, he's not.
Hey. Hey. Come on.
I know where you're going with this.
Listen. Listen.
Okay. Here comes the takedown.
Don't shit on Josh Hartnett, okay? He's done a lot of good shit.
He's your boy, isn't he?
He's been in a lot of good movies, okay? Pearl Harbor, come on.
Okay, that was a good movie.
That was a terrible movie, Sam. I was being sarcastic.
But I liked it.
It was horrible.
But I liked it. I thought it was a good movie, okay?
I like the kid. He's one of those guys, I can't explain why I like him, but he's done a lot of his movies are really good. And I mean, I don't like everything he's done, but I like the kid, so leave him alone, okay?
Okay, fine. I at the time, there wasn't as much hype as there would have been normally, because I think the film kept getting delayed, and with the whole problems, it was sort of like, you know how we were talking about Vizier earlier, about how like it kind of kept coming and going in the public eye. So I think after a point in time, people just became uninterested.
The Bollywood media just lost interest, like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's basically what must have happened, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so I think that covers everything for the Bollywood news roundup of the week, and then some. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. That was episode 17 of the Split Screen Podcast, official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. Always got to sneak that in there. You can take a look at Sam's writings on www.bollybrit.com. It's a very cool site. Rivals my own and improves upon it in a lot of ways. They have a lot of cool articles. They have a great writing team. A lot of cool articles, a lot of fan casting stuff, and in-depth op-ed pieces and things like that. So check that out. You can follow Samarpita Datta on Twitter at Lipstick Patrol. That's Patrol with an A. And as Sam would have me remind you, she assumes you know how to spell lipstick. So on behalf of Samarpita Datta, my name is Shah Shaheed, and we are signing off until next time.